now the North East News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blah. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla on Friday said that the northeastern region has recently witnessed a significant shift towards development. Addressing the annual conference of Commonwealth Parliamentary Association, India Region Zone 3 in Mizoram's capital Aizawl yesterday, Mr. Birla said that the construction of railway lines, improved roads and air connectivity are essential for the economic growth of the northeast. He said that the work done in recent years to increase physical, digital and social connectivity has transformed the northeast from marginal region to the first region. The two-day CPA conference being held in the Mizoram Assembly will conclude today. The Union Ministry of Tourism announced winners of the Best Tourism Villages Competition 2024 yesterday on the occasion of World Tourism Day. The Umden and Bauplang villages in Meghalaya were recognized as winners in the category of craft and heritage, respectively. The Andro village of Manipur has been conferred the prestigious award of one of the Best Tourism Villages in Heritage category in the 2024 edition of the Best Tourism Villages competition. The Union Ministry of Tourism facilitated officials of Manipur Tourism and representatives of Andro village and an event held in Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi yesterday. The village's unique cultural heritage includes the centuries-old fire worship, which attracts tourists from various parts of the world. Meghalaya Health and Family Welfare Minister M. Amparin Lindor yesterday inaugurated the first referral unit at Mauplang Community Health Centre. The minister emphasised the need to trust government of hospitals and stressed the government's goal of providing quality health care closer to homes. She urged the villagers to register with Meghalaya Health Insurance Scheme and link it to Aadhaar for free treatment. Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang yesterday chaired a meeting with senior officials from NHIDCL, BRO and PGCIL to address land issues affecting the state's infrastructure projects. The discussions focus on land acquisition, road development, compensation and disputes that have delayed progress. The meeting explored ways of streamlining processes and resolve these conflicts. The police yesterday apprehended a notorious thief, Shanbor Wala, also known as Muchan. He has been a prime suspect in a series of theft and burglary cases reported within Shillong since 2022. In another case, a complaint was received against one Abhishek Kumar Yadav, who falsely claimed to be an assistant area manager at KFC in the Rinja area in Shillong. He had duped a person by collecting money. Moreover, one Ibrahim Ansari was arrested from Senha village, Muslim Mahullah, Lohardaga district, Jharkhand, by a police team from East Khasi Hills in this connection. Investigation is underway, Superintendent of Police S. Nongtinger said. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. on Sunday. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. The Meghalaya government has written to the Airports Authority of India to deny the landing of a chartered flight carrying Jagadguru Shankaracharya Swami Avimuktesh Varanand Saraswati and his team at Umroy Airport for their proposed Gaudwaj Sthapana Bharat Yatra Cow Protection Rally in Shillong. After holding a high-level meeting, Chief Secretary D.P. Walang told the media yesterday that the decision was taken to prevent any breakdown of law and order in Ribhoi and East Khasi Hills districts. Orders under Section 163 of BNSS have also been issued by the Ribhoi and East Khasi Hills District Administrations prohibiting the assembly of five or more people for the purpose of any sort of rally, meeting or procession. The Indian Chamber of Commerce yesterday submitted a detailed memorandum to Arvind Panagariya, Chairman of the 16th Finance Commission, outlining key recommendations to accelerate industrial and economic growth in Assam and the broader Northeast region. It called for special grants to improve industrial infrastructure in the region. This includes enhanced road connectivity, rail networks, ports and power supply, particularly along the Northeast Industrial Corridor. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.